I climbed aboard the Federal EMS via a narrow staircase. A crewman logged my name on a clipboard as I stood on the deck that's longer than two football fields. Next, he escorted me to the captain's office. I was huffing and puffing after climbing four stories to get there. Andres Lasota was dressed in dark pants and a white shirt with epaulets on the shoulders. He offered me a seat on a blue upholstered sofa, especially cozy as icy rain dripped off the porthole windows. The captain began his sailing career at age 14 as a maritime cadet in his native Poland.
And since then, no breaks. 42 years at sea, including school.
Lasota has piloted vessels ranging from fishing factories in the Bering Sea, ships that process their catch, to cargo ships visiting ports in South America. Yet the captain says sailing the Great Lakes takes a special level of expertise.
You have to be prepared for locks, shallow waters, and so on.
10-year-old Chip is outfitted with sophisticated gear to help the captain and crew navigate anywhere in the world. The equipment is located on the bridge, one story above Lasota's quarters. He says he's never far away.
And I can go sleep, and after half hour, they write to call me back there if it's something to do. That's captain's life.
Lasota and his crew work on the boat for 6 months, get 4 months off, then return to duty for another 6 months.
It's tough work.
What makes it so hard?
Well, first of all, separation. These days is no big deal. You pick up phone, you can talk with family, you can have internet, things like that. But if you go back 10 years, then it was only letters. You haven't any communication with your family, nothing.
Lasota says his long absences from home mean his wife heads the family. Because the crew spends months on the water, there are places aboard to recreate. A small living room features a large flat-screen TV and sofas. And then there's the exercise room equipped with treadmills and weight benches. The captain says he sometimes organizes group activities.
Doing exercises, we're watching something, we're playing something. Most people reading for free time, which is very short in the moment.
Lasota describes the job as more demanding now than in years past.
Of course, a rush. Before, loading was 3 days. These days, same cargo is 18 hours loading. Time is money. They're paying and they want it quickly.
The fast turnaround in most ports means Lasota's international crew does not usually get to shore.
At the moment is 3 Polish guys, 1 Russian, and 18 Filipino. When you manage that crew, they are different culture. They even eat different than you.
For instance, Lasota says the Filipino sailors cook rice for their meals, whereas the Europeans prefer bread. Despite different nationalities, Lasota says language does not present difficulties.
The official language is English, of course. And between them, every nation speaks their own language. I talk with Polish guys in Polish, with Russian guys in Russian, because I know perfect Russian. I was in Russian school, navigation school, and with Filipino I use English.
The crew must work as one to tackle not only the ship's loads, but also its housekeeping needs. They seem to have mastered the art of cleaning. Everything I saw aboard the vessel, from the engine room to the brass edges on stairs, was spotless. Captain Lasota seems to relish it all. I ask the 56-year-old if he's thinking of retirement.
No. What I should do as a retired guy. I'm used to wake up, work. So I don't know how long more.
We have photographs of the captain and his vessel. You can see them on WUWM.com. You'll also find information there about the old Seaman's Club on Jones Island. Years ago, when layovers in port lasted days, the club was a favorite hangout for crew members. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.